The Fudgemobile is on the prowl. With the top down, his cape billowing behind him, our man in leotards revealing tremendous quadriceps and a huge inviting package. Together with his young chicken assistant, Throbbin, are on the prowl to keep the bomb bays of America safe. Look out! It's Fudge Man! Fudge Man!
Carrying umbrellas, Fudge Man.
I'll tell you in a second, Throbbin, but first I think you have something on your ear.
What is it, Fudge Man?
There's nothing, Throbbin. A little lint on your ear. Here, let me remove it for you.
Oh, Fudge Man. Your hot breath on my ear, wisping across my stirrup and tympanum, nestling in my semicircular canals. You wouldn't think of licking my ear, would you, Fudge Man?
No, Throbbin. There's work to do. Maybe later. Anyway, the umbrellas. We're going after two seeping kind of guys. It's kind of disgusting, actually. A couple of guys want to inundate the world with their own miserable brand of excretia. One of them's on the prowl again. Think back, Throbbin. 20 years ago, nurses found, brutalized. But what they didn't tell us, but not only were they brutalized, they were also
awash in Protean.
Do you remember the name, Richard Speckle?
Holy hydraulics, Fudge Man! Richard V. Richard Speckle, he's out.
You better believe he's out. What kind of country is this? You do your 20 years and you're out after a crime like that. And he's joined forces with another madman. They've climbed the Texas Tower together.
Cuddling cooters, Fudge Man, you mean it's...
That's right. Charles Spitman.
You mean Charles Spitman and Richard Speckle are up at the Texas Tower?
That's right. Therefore, the umbrellas.
It's our job to get them off of there. This time the SWAT team won't be called because they don't pose a real threat. But just imagine. Richard Speckle up there. And Charles Spitman. The Texas Tower won't be safe for miles. Depending on which way the wind's blowing, people will be splattered and speckled. Covered in broth and London and sputum.
My job. I am the musculature. They're expecting us to come up the staircase. That's how they got Spitman before. Someone came up the stairs, kicked the door open and let them have it. Now I'm going right up the side of the tower. Like a telephone lineman climbing a pole. I have a strap to put around the tower, and I'll just go right up the side. They're looking into the distance to see how far they can speckle and spit. They won't expect someone directly underneath them.
Golly gee, Fudge Man. Good luck.
All right, Throbbin. And I'll be back for the other ear later.
Oh, Fudge Man. There he goes. Climbing up the side of the Texas Tower like a telephone lineman. Look at him go. Wait a minute. Uh-oh, Fudge Man didn't count on something. The wind is blowing from the east, which means all the speckling and all that mutum is hitting the tower, and the tower's slick. He's halfway up, but he's coming down. Oh, Fudge Man. No, say it ain't so.
Fudge Man, why in heaven did?
Will Fudge Man be able to climb his way up the side of that tower? Will he be able to paw his way through the gloppy leavings left by Richard Speckle?
Charles Spitman? Will it be too disgusted? Did his face impact the tower on the way down? The sneering him. Tune in again for Fudgeman. Fudgeman! Fudgeman! Fudgeman!
Fudgeman! Fudgeman! Fudgeman! Fudgeman! Fudgeman!